This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. That's All Things Considered. While we are well warned about April showers, the rain has yet to let up in May, with another soggy weekend in the forecast. The weather prompted listener Joe Meyer to send a question to our Curious CBUS project. Which city has had more rain this year, Columbus or Seattle? To get Joe an answer, we turn now to NBC4 meteorologist Ben Gelber. So, Ben, do we top the American city with the rainiest reputation?
By a wide margin. We have had just over 20 inches of rain and melted snow, which is a lot for us through the 20th of May. That's about 6 inches above normal, and that's coming on the heels of the wettest year on record last year when we had over 55 inches. So this is continuing a trend. Seattle so far this year has had just under 14 inches of precipitation, so it's no contest right now.
Are we getting all of this precipitation in big bursts? I mean, even if we have more rain by inch, do we maybe have less rainy days than a city like Seattle?
In general, yes. If you look at the numbers, just in an average year, Seattle experiences 150 days with measurable rain, not even counting drizzle or sprinkles. We average not that many days less, but 133 days with measurable precipitation. But like I said, the difference is in volume. So we get the downpours with what we call convective storms, in other words, thunderstorms that are fueled by daytime heating and energized by the release of water vapor. So there is potential to get 1, 2, 3 inch rainfall days compared to Seattle that might have a bunch of 1/10, 2/10 of an inch of rain.
You mentioned that last year was the wettest year on record. This is another very wet year for Columbus. Is this a sign of things to come? Is this our new normal?
Well, some would think. It is an interesting question. The numbers are pretty exceptional. We're several inches wetter on average than we were in the mid-20th century here. And the rainfall records have been, you know, tumbling more often than at any time, at least since the start of the 20th century.
The listener also wondered if we've gotten more rain than London, England, another city with famously dreary weather. How do we compare there? Do you know?
Well, here again, I don't know exactly how much they've had since the beginning of the year, but London, but nothing like us. Whatever they've had is probably at most half of what we've had. So in cases of both London and Seattle, which are similar because they're along the west coast and adjacent to a cool ocean current, but also far enough north to catch whether it's North Pacific or North Atlantic storms, whereas we are closer to the east coast, or at least the eastern side of North America, so we have a completely different climatic regime. But, you know, so you're going to get a lot of gray, dull days and a lot of days with light amounts of rain in Seattle or London, whereas we rely more on thunderstorms and more typical storms rolling out of the Midwest and tracking up toward the Great Lakes or the Atlantic coast.
So location matters.
Well, yeah, it's location, location, location when it comes to all things weather and climate. And that's fundamental, all the way down to the 100 or 200 foot rises in elevation here and there, even in Franklin County.
Ben Gelbert, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're very welcome, Claire.
We spoke to NBC4 meteorologist Ben Gelber as part of our Curious CBUS project, where listeners send us questions and we look for answers. You can submit a question at wosu.org/curious. This is 89.7.